Let's see here. We're both approaching intimacy in different ways. We're in a relationship. I'm sure many of you are in relationships of various forms. And we have our private lives and our public lives and our personas and all of these lovely things that make us who we are. I've never responded through poetry and multimedia creativity to a partner I've been with, to the idea of the partner I've been with, to the idea of the relationship that binds the partnership. And so this project, which will be a video and a reading today, South by Sunset, came out of a road trip that happened back in April down the west coast of the United States of America through Death Valley and then back up north through Nevada and Oregon. It was 12 days on the road. She lives in Bombay regularly. I live in Seattle regularly. We were in a car for 12 days. It was pretty intense. And the emotions and the inspiration that came out of those days reapproached through a revisiting and a reflection over the next several months, and it's still being created today, in a serial fashion, is this project. It's what this project is all about. The other thing I should say is that this project is mostly for online publication. There is a website called Queen Mobs. It's an online journal, and it's free to read. It's kind of like a blog. But that's the original format, the original space that this thing, this work, was being published on. And it's continually published every Monday. So performing it for you all here, or segments of it, is completely different than the original intention. So we'll see how it goes. I should say also that in addition to the still images that will be on the screen here, as well as the text that will be read, there is video and GIF animation imbued throughout all of the different pieces. It's meant to be a fairly dynamic piece that can be approached from various angles by various types of viewers. So here's some text from part one, Seattle to Olympia. Do you know how many times I had to align myself with the wheel and the glass and prepare to not get destroyed in the process? We keep track. We track things like license plates, states of origin, vanity. It gets written down. She does the writing, because I'm behind the wheel. She likes to write things. You can sense the tone and admiration behind the project in that the text is neat and compiled. I'm smiling. I'm keeping my back straight, arched even, and smiling. Me to her. Olympia is one big smile when I'm sharing it with you. I don't speak this way, by the way. It's how I'm feeling. I love sharing the idea of sharing Olympia with you. Like it's for everybody. But right now, everybody is you and me. I love the idea of defining it together now, where once it was just me and my conception, now together. The light is crisp and arguably crispy in that fluffy cloud kind of way, a cloud puff, a crispy little cloud puff. Anthro appropriation and transfer. It's like a video game. It's like a combo move. It's like a scene in a movie composed of multiple shots all aligned, all lined up. Then there you have it. That's the magic. It's a compilation. What's a living, breathing document? What is a sexual document? Here to visit a man, a poet, a psychologist, a fellow, a Joe, name being Joe. He's one of many Joes that exists not only in the Pacific Northwest, but throughout.
I'm wandering through images, which to delete, and in effect, which to select. This is an era where this line of text probably won't capture your life specifically enough to be considered noteworthy, saved, preserved.
But what is specific enough for me is specific enough for here, now. Preservation, choice, curation, the ability to design experience, the ability to look at a sequence of spaces that have been captured and reassess, reapply, value. Overstatements, understatements, or just passing glances as statements. In 50 years, what will matter to you? And how does its shaping you affect the next you? The iteration that comes after, whatever that is, and how, why, where, when, and so on. From part two, Olympia to Portland. Pull up to nostalgia which wields ugly hands and carries you along. A form of breeze, a distant shadow of it. What came before will never outlast what you have brought me to. Seen with me as a way to cleanse. Seen with me as a way to... This is the understatement that you will grow to call perfect where we are living, where we will move, if we get things absolutely my way, your way. And part of me utters a yes, please, knowing that perhaps the current could flow us along, and it wouldn't be a shadow, but would be a brightness, a solstice of our energies, our own unclenching of jaw and fingers, the grasp lessening as we become okay, bearing it. From part three, Portland to Trinidad. Is this thing on? Is this thing the one that was pointed out before we ever even got here, before we turned on the microphones, established links with the cameras, colors of nail polish, or the blow down of trees in wind and sunset, scars. That's what I see in this linking, scars and the tissue that carries it. The way the things that pull us forward are as blanketing as the night sky that covers perception. It will go, yes. It will go down the hatch, yes. The hatch, the hash marks, the twine curling its lips along the edge of a single sitting wrist before the pallid porter of sunshine. Goodbye, black figures in the dream dunes. Goodbye, dark skin I wear each time I turn the music player on. Exotic drum kits, porcelain mangers, flagellating figurines. Their owners, trust in this. Screams the donut while you're on fire. Trust in this. The download bar extends. The memory bank extends. And everything's a mess. Singular before the vanquished plurals. The vitriol of the plurality. Get me a sign before I lose my mind. Not all poses are worthy. In some instances, our greatest visions are those which reduce our gaze to the earth upon which we stand, which is magnificent only because it represents a simplicity to its patterns and presence. Simplicity we regularly take for granted, or we are too busy basking in the light of love and hate, or love plus hate, probably not necessary here to know. Some poses are worthy because they are not poses. What is the inverse of the pose? What is it when the photographer is posing with the camera? What do you call that intention, that representation of seeking out some kind of truth, some kind of undistorted moment and understanding that arrives out of that moment, whatever it might be? I'm thinking about the perfect canvas. Might it exist as sand, as sunlight, as color, as liquid, as stone, as title brackets. The perfect canvas always allows, but always erases. As story, as pattern, as complex representation, as historical interlude. The perfect canvas is known for its temporal flexibility. Some of the smartest locals will determine it for you. The clouds of rain, the rain of shield, glass peppered with waters, these things glancing across without plus or minus, come for you, craft for you, force you to think. And it will be brutal. I remember thinking to myself when I was first told that it will be brutal. The outstanding and the exquisite, the incredible and fundamental foundation of all wounds, and the soft usher beyond any guttural laughter. Rain. Rain brings us forward like scarecrows before the crowds arrive. Thank you.